This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's National Suicide Prevention Week, so weeks like this or days where we get to create safe spaces to talk about mental health and suicide are really great, but it's something I really think and I know that we should be talking about every single day and thinking about. And it's on top of our mind because how many times, Ryan, are you around someone or dealing yourself with moments where you're like, okay, I'm feeling in a dark place or I'm feeling down, or even when you have a friend that's dealing with that. It's as much as we talk about it, I feel personally, it's very challenging sometimes to actually deal with it in the moment.
Oh, no.
Like, I question, am I saying the right thing? Am I doing the right thing? And then I feel personally responsible. Like, what if I do the wrong thing? Will they do something?
Well, I think that is important to think about, where you want to have these conversations and you want to be open even about your own experience and realize that your experience isn't going to be everyone's experience.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it can be hard where you're like, I just want to be kind of perfect in the way I'm putting this.
Yeah.
But that can't happen all the time.
So with that said, we really wanted to have a discussion about how to start and continue conversations around mental health. I would say with the people you care about, and it could also be just a stranger or someone you work with. And here to help us do that is James Simmons, who's our on-air health expert, nurse practitioner. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here again.
It's his first time in the studio. Ooh. We've always had him over the phone. We're very, very excited about this.
Thank you.
Which, one, before we get into this conversation, I know there is like a language, like a verbiage that when you're speaking about suicide, you don't want to say someone committed suicide. Mm-hmm. It's like a more of a complete. I was wondering if you can kind of talk about that before we jump into this discussion.
Because
I think that's, you know, words have intent and words mean
words
things.
Are powerful.
Words
so
are.
I really want to make sure we're starting off right.
Yeah, starting off right is the right thing. And I there's a couple of ways about this. You know, words are really powerful, but there's a couple of things I want to say before we get too far. This conversation can be really triggering to a lot of people.
Yeah.
So those of you listening, you know, if you have been affected by suicide recently or ever in your life, just know that we're going to get a little deep here. We're going to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And so know that this can be a little bit triggering. The other thing, you said the word perfection earlier, Ryan, and I think that's what blocks a lot of people from being able to actually have the conversation.
Yeah.
I think ultimately it's more important to just have the conversation with someone. If you think someone is suicidal, it's important to have the conversation with them and don't worry about the language right away. So that ultimately is actually my first piece of advice. I would rather someone get the language totally wrong, but actually reach out and do something.
Okay.
Interesting.
And what are the signs that you even need to reach out?
So they're really big. A lot of times people will be telling you, we're just not listening. We're just not receiving it. So if someone is saying like, Ryan, this was a really great dinner. Thanks. Dinner was so great. You know, I really just cherish all of the dinners that we've ever had together. And this will be our great last dinner. Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
And
wow,
and you're like, okay, girl, it was a great key.
Yeah,
okay, I'll call you later.
You're wrapped up in your own world and you're wrapped up in like, oh, I got to get to the next thing. That's over and done with.
Yep.
You're not paying attention or having empathy or compassion for the person that you're...
You're hearing the details.
Yeah.
Right. And the details, you know, those other little details, they could be giving you something at that dinner. So this is like they won their track meet in third grade and it was the most important award that they ever won. And so they bring that award and give it to you at that dinner. And you're like, well, hold on, girl. This is like your blue ribbon of your entire life. Why are you giving this to me? Oh, I'm not going to need it anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, those things we're not really thinking about, because what we're thinking is, oh, she's Marie Kondoing her house, right? She's just like getting a bunch of stuff that doesn't spark joy anymore. But what actually she's doing is she's preparing herself.
Oh, God.
So it's interesting because I've never actually... ever when I'm thinking about this conversation, especially my own personal experience, like being growing up as a person of this community and being an LGBTQ+ youth, there was multiple times where I grew up in a very religious household, and oftentimes I was praying away the gay, and I was not accepting of myself because I was very heavily involved in church. And those moments where it's like you're being taught you're going straight to hell for either being gay or even completing suicide. And so it's one of those things where I remember at one point when I was young where, you know, as a child, I think I look back at it and like, of course I wasn't going to do it, but just saying those words where that kind of was at the top of my mind, that mm-hmm. that was a possibility, mm-hmm. is something that is, you know, LGBTQ youth face often.
Correct. And they do face it often. Another thing that LGBTQ youth face is that combination of having a mental health disorder. So what happens a lot, you know, a lot of people will say, well, I've thought about it before. I've been so down from a particular situation that it's made me want to think about, okay, like, is this it? Is my life worth living? What takes that from that thought to someone actually attempting suicide is typically the combination of either drugs and alcohol or an untreated or undiagnosed mental health disorder.
Oh, wow.
So if someone is like severely chronically depressed, they probably may not have told you that they're depressed. They may not be seeking treatment for it. And then situations have happened in their life that have brought them. So you have one side, this depression has come, the other side, this thoughts of like, this needs to be it. My life's not worth living anymore. And that's usually the impetus that makes someone actually attempt suicide.
Demographics can play a huge part in this. So how do you have those discussions, especially me coming from my own experience as an African-American male? You know, it's not something that people want to talk about in our community. So how can people, you know, how does that affect this situation?
So if you are already feeling stigmatized as a queer person and then already feeling stigmatized as a person of color and at the intersection of queerness, the last thing you want to be like is, well, you know, I'm not even really feeling myself because I'm queer and I'm Asian or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm also depressed and I need therapy. Like, there's so much stigma around all of those things and you pile them on top of each other. And it's why people get to the point of feeling suicidal, because they don't feel like that they can reach out and start therapy. Even like tech, you know, they have text therapy now. They have like video chat therapy, and it's much more affordable. So if you are someone who's in that space who can't really afford to go to a therapist, you can at least start reaching out. But the stigma prevents a lot of people from doing that.
Yeah, again, we're with James Simmons, honor health expert and nurse practitioner right now, who's with us talking about the stigma around talking about mental health and how we can go there with each other. I was sharing during the break how I've had friends recently who, you know, have expressed that they are very stressed out in their lives, are very anxious. They feel like nothing is going well for them. And, you know, oh, should I just go escape where I live? You know, should I go travel to another country and live there and just start a new life? Or this person said, should I, maybe I'll just kill myself? And in that moment, I was like, okay, I'm someone who talks about this a lot. You know what I mean? It's part of my job.
Yeah.
And even then, I felt like dumbfounded, like, okay, in this moment, I feel like I could say the right thing or the wrong thing. How do I go there? And I can't even imagine what it's like for someone who doesn't even have these conversations consistently.
Right.
So what advice do you have?
The biggest advice I have for people who are in those situations is that a lot of times people, they actually are trying to tell you something. They want you to act. They want you to say something. And so if you can just practice this one line, it will take you so far. You literally just have to have the courage to say, are you thinking about killing yourself?
Are you being serious the right thing to say? Are you being serious?
Are you being serious is not the right thing
See,
to
I,
say.
I think I did that.
FYI. No,
which is
but
okay,
you,
but it's really uncomfortable, right? It's our natural
yes,
reaction.
Yes, when you
right?
said that, I got so uncomfortable because
sure.
I don't think I could ever, I think I could dance around it and kind of, you know, soften the blow of it, but mm-hmm. just right on out and say that,
yep.
it just seems like very harsh for someone that's probably a little bit unstable.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people worry about, like, am I going to piss this person off, or am I going to make them uncomfortable? Like, I'm super uncomfortable, or they're going to be uncomfortable
yeah.
as well. Am I, you know, I don't think I coined this, but I say it so much and it really resonates with people. It is better to have a pissed off friend than a dead one. So if that in that
yeah.
moment, maybe you did overreach. Maybe you were reading a little bit too much into it. And
no,
you're,
when someone says, oh, maybe I should kill myself, I'm sorry. Like, that's not funny.
It's a red flag.
No, I think it is. It absolutely is a red flag. And even if they didn't mean it as a red flag, you saying, wait, do you really have a plan to kill yourself?
Yeah.
That all of a sudden is going to check them. It's probably going to educate them a little bit that this is not something that we joke about. But what happens is this person probably had 10 or 12 people in their life realize that they've maybe been a little depressed,
yeah.
acting a little bit differently. Their behavior has changed. They've been using more drugs and alcohol than they normally do. And people have been skirting around it. Honey, are you okay? Is everything all right with you? You know, they're vague booking, right?
Yeah.
We call it that thing.
Okay.
But if no one has actually directly asked them, unfortunately, what happens is that that's usually the impetus where someone says, oh my God, actually, yes, I have been. And they'll burst into tears. And then you're like, oh my God, I maybe just stopped this person from committing suicide.
And then you said from there. So if they do say yes, what do you do from there?
Right away, I think the most important thing is to know that you're not alone.
Yeah.
So there are multiple numbers you can call. The National Suicide Lifeline, 1-800-273-TALK. The Trevor Project has texting and chat. They also have a phone number, 1-866-488-7386. There's numbers for specific communities, but ultimately, if someone says, yes, actually, I'm thinking about killing myself, don't leave them alone.
Okay.
Text a friend or call a friend for backup.
Yeah.
So that you're not physically alone with them. Call 911 if you have to. Don't leave them alone and call 1-800-273-TALK and say, I'm with my friend who just told me they're thinking about committing suicide, and they will walk you through what to do.
Oh, wow. And you said to have backup. That's interesting. I've never heard that.
Yeah, because let's say you're alone and your pipes burst at your apartment, but you're with your friend who just told you that they're going to commit suicide or they're thinking about suicide.
To handle
you
other.
Need emotional support as well. You might need someone because you might not be able to go to work. Right. You might wherever that situation, because it's not like this is something you're going to plan for.
Yeah.
Right. And so you might need someone to like be emotional support for you while you're emotional support for that other person.
Wow. Oh, I wish we had more time because there's even more like I'm even thinking about things when it comes to the medical side and antidepressants. And like I've always wanted to know, does that work? Because there's all these things when it comes to like painkillers and just all these pills. And we're pushing this type of medicine into people. But is it actually helpful?
Well, that's a whole other
thing.
That's a whole other thing.
I'm like, oh my God, I was sitting here thinking about it, but it's okay. We can have you on again.
We are.
Well, I hope so.
Thank you for all that insight, advice, and those resources and tools. And we'll put them online as well at wearechannelq.com. James Simmons, again, where can people find out more?
I'm at Ask the NP. NP is a nurse practitioner. Ask the NP, all over social, most active on Instagrams.